You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 59.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Hello and welcome to V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast World Wide Web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics. Because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark. Ole, 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 Johnson. In this week's spoiler-filled review, we'll cover 1001 Nights of Snowfall by my favorite writer, insert laughter here, Bill Willingham. How's it going, everybody? Pardonnez-moi. Anyways, man. I feel, out of breath, maybe. Tired, hot. Actually, let me open up sliding glass door. Get a nice, cool breeze. Yeah, geez, what's going on out there? So, how's everybody doing? Love this game. So far, my bracket seems to be working out. Except for the Mavericks. Come on, you're killing me here. I know everyone's thinking the Lakers are going to lose. I don't know if I want the Thunder to win or not, because I don't want them to unseed the Warriors beating the Mavericks as the greatest NBA playoff upset ever. But I don't like the Lakers. I've only liked them when Magic was on it, and I was a little kid. Go figure. So, before we get started, you know what I really want to talk about? And in case you're wondering, no, there's no news. This will only take a few minutes. You know what I've been playing? I don't know if I mentioned this before. I've been playing a lot of Droid games or smartphone games. So if you have a smartphone, you should get them because they are awesome. I'm playing this it's called Robo Defense. It's a tower defense game. It's only $3. It's worth every penny. And I'm enjoying the shit out of it. Even though I've basically only done 2 maps, because I'm almost ready for the third. I think I've done it, then I died horribly. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, but you should get that game. It's very good. It's very good. But this other game, I downloaded at the same time. And this one's free. And if you have an iPhone or a Droid, add me. Twitter me, email me, I don't give a fuck. Post on the forums, because I'm trying to build my federation. Alliance. And I've got a couple people already. And I want to crush that fucker Mike who's attacking me. Whoever he is, he's always attacking me. He's always attacking me. It's alright, I learned to put my money in a vault. Anyways, it's this called World War. And it's this text-based game. Yeah, and you control. And you're like one of the major countries. One of 5 or 4, whatever. And you build units and then you attack. And you get cash every hour, and then your health goes up. I'm probably doing a bad job of explaining it. I don't really play text-based games, because they're more PC, but I'm enjoying this one. And I'm building my alliance, so, yeah, go get it. It's free. I guess they get money if you buy honor points, but it's a good little game by Storm8. I really enjoyed it, but I need more people. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm trying to build my defense up because I'm getting worked on. But then I gotta get money somehow. And then these things cost upkeep and yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Alright. Now you guys ready for the review? I'm waking out. It's kind of comfortable and easy to relax my mouth on this pop filter. I probably shouldn't be doing this. Alright. Shall we get down to the rundown?
And now it's time for the rundown.
as I mentioned in the intro, I got a headache. What is this about? 1001 Nights of Snowfall by Bill Willingham. Hooray. Now, why did I pick this? If you listened to the show before, you know my dislike for Willingham. However, I heard this was good. And I know what you're thinking. But it's 50% off. I got it at WonderCon a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago? Seems longer. Oh, man. Where's my aspirin at? So, what the hell, right? What is the cover price? Someone flip that over for me while I, blah, blah, blah. Let me take some aspirin here. On the air. Everywhere! I'm sorry. That wasn't aspirin. That was ibuprofen. Okay. Cover price is $14.99. So it's like $7. $7, $8. Who cares? Alright, now the summary is somewhere in, I don't know, colonial times, I guess. Snow White gets abducted by the Sultan. I don't know his name. Because he's the ambassador for Fabletown. You know, it's kind of retarded how they got the most generic names. We're Fables. We'll call ourselves our town Fable Town. Really? Pretty lame. Anyways, she gets abducted. Or she tries to make peace, but they don't listen to her because, you know, she's a woman and she's white. So, go figure. She eventually does see him, but the Sultan has some weird thing that every night he marries a virgin or marries a chick. I'm not sure which one. I think she's a virgin. Has sex with her one time. Kills her in the morning. Maybe he has sex with her more than one time. Well, he's gonna kill Snow White. Maybe not have sex with her because she mentions she's divorced. Feels kind of bad about it, but then Snow White craftily tells him a story. And tells him a story the next night. And the next. And 1001. And in case you're wondering, there aren't 1001 stories in this trade. It's rather misleading. So, all these stories are based on the Fables past. I don't know. Man, I felt like doing a podcast that I actually did it. Then I got like this heat headache or humidity headache. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, whatever. Okay, so if you read Sandman and the Even? Even other stories, you know that those stories for Sandman are more short story collections. And this is what you get in Snowfall. And I actually like the stories. I actually like this book. It was a shocker to me, too. I thought the stories were going to be nice. Considering that all of these are prequels. And what we've learned from George Lucas is that prequels suck. Although I am tempted to see the Alien prequel. And the Thing prequel. And whatever else. Tempted. I don't know if I'll pay to watch those, though. So, since it was a prequel, you knew there wouldn't be anything new about it. But there are. And it starts off with the first story involves Snow White, who looks Asian for some reason. That's fine. It works for me. Whatever. Asians are hot. Or she's just hot. Starts Snow White and Prince Charming. And unlike what we know about him now, where Prince Charming's a bastard, but he's charming, and Snow White is an uptight non-Asian, an uptight whitey, who, yeah, needs to get laid, they're completely different. That's kind of cool. I mean, it makes sense, because hundreds of years have passed, and they were both likable, unlike in Fables. Although Prince Charming does get a little better in the main Fables trade. I think so. Right? I don't remember. But there was a nice little twist in that first story because Prince Charming was hunting. There were people killing the dwarves, and the dwarven city wanted to know who it was, and it turned out it was Snow White. Ooh, about to sneeze. Because, now this is a story I wish they had told, because it's mentioned that there are these houses, homes out of the way in the woods, and then the dwarves, even though they're not supposed to be above ground, do unforeseen things. And I guess Snow White was part of that. I don't have that grim fairy tale. I might have to pick it up. So, yeah. So she killed all 7 of them. Oh, well, I like how she kills. Well, I'm conflicted, actually, now that I think about it. She kills them, and that's cool. She gets her revenge. But unless she, well, I mean, it is in her character to keep it all internalized, but she doesn't seem distraught. Like, she thinks she would have been the Ice Queen because of what the dwarves did to her, not because of Prince Charming fucking her over, or fucking her sister, to be more accurate. And, you know, I don't know. And there's another story about Renard the Fox. Renard Le Fox. And I like Renard. I don't even remember the story about. Oh, yeah, he outsmarted the goblins. And helped save most of the known animal fables. Even the lion from C.S. Lewis and other various stories. Is the lion shown in fables? I don't remember. Maybe he dies. Maybe he died and come back to be more accurate. Actually, my favorite story is the one with the grandmother. Is it? See, I don't remember. Baba Yaga? Or was that the opposing witch in that one story? Arabian Nights? I don't remember. Anyways, whatever the case may be, she's. They finally explain her, like. You know how Jack is supposed to be every Jack in every fables? Now, she's not mentioned her name here, but we'll just call her Grandmother. Grandmother, she's in a lot of fables, and you get a lot of information here. Like, she's responsible for the beast curse. She's responsible for Rapunzel. She's responsible for other things I cannot remember. Although that does give me to wonder, because in the modern times, Beast has a problem that when Beauty gets mad at him, he reverts and it's like, why don't you just go to her right there? Although, oh, she's also responsible for Cinderella, or the stepmoms. Although, her appearance was different. She was younger. She could have staged ageless, but decided to age. That was dumb. Like, I could get not wanting to be young, but I mean, what would you want to be? 30s, 40s at the latest, 20s at the youngest? Like, you wouldn't want to be a teenager physically. Well, maybe, no, you wouldn't. Optimally, you probably want to be in your 20s, but you'll take your 30s. And maybe your 40s. It depends what she's going for. I wonder if she can reverse it. But it's pretty sick how she killed the baby to get her power. Don't understand how she gets her power in our world. Something about leeching, taking a snippet from each newborn, some weird thing. It's weird. So, what? This is hard to put into words. Kind of want to take a nap. And you're listening to The Quiet Storm on KBLX 94.2. I don't know. At a real station. What's surprising about this trade? You know, I had a lot to say about this trade in the middle of the week. Maybe it's because I really enjoy it. Anyways, Snowfall is very adult. Like, Fables? I'm trying to remember Fables. It's been a while. Fables is not adult. It's very kiddish at times. But at times, I mean most of the time. But here, there's nudity. There's violence. There's rape. And there's beating and murder. And it's not implied. It's even shown in a panel or two. I mean, it's not graphic, but it's like, ooh, boobies. Ooh, ooh, other stuff. Ooh, skewering. Ooh, hacking the pieces. Yeah, oh, rape scenes with goblins. Which is really weird. In fact, that was a weird story about the frog dude. And he had to watch his family get raped. He turned back into a frog. I mean, it was a cute story up until that point. No wonder he suppresses the memories. Is there a fable psychologist? There should be. That'd be a cool character, actually. Hey, William, if you're listening, or anyone who knows him, go ahead there. I would like to see that. Yeah, there should be a fable. Because there's a normal human doctor, I think. There should be a fable psychologist. Or a psychologist for fables, but who's actually just a regular human doctor. Yeah, they got some fucked up problems reading this shit. not even because of the adversary. Because the Big B one, where he has daddy issues. And of course, his story is kind of that's probably the weaker one. Because like Wolverine, I guess he was a sickly, he was the runt. And then he worked on his powers and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's very stereotypical. Woo. Oh, man. Oh, my throat. Okay. Aside from Snowfall, Snow Nights, Nights, whatever, what the fuck is called? Snowfall, 1001 Nights, being very adult. The main reason why I like this book is there's a lot, and I mean a lot more characterization here than in the main story, Fables. Even though there's only a couple of pages or even a page to a character, those pages show a lot more than the trades. I mean, one other problem with Fables, besides there's no colored people, it's only a bunch of white people, is that there's a huge cast, man. There's hundreds of Fables. Again, hundreds of white Fables, in case you weren't listening. But only a handful at any given time get a spotlight. And by handful, I mean Snow White, Big B, Prince Charming, the Mayor, maybe random protagonists. Oh, not protagonists. Antagonists like Blackbeard. Bluebeard? Blackbeard. The pirate guy. Oh, and Jack. Who's, I guess, kind of bull. Yeah, other than that, you got some cameos a little bit, but it's really just those. Maybe like one, at most, 10. But you got hundreds of people. And they don't really show any growth. I mean, that kind of makes sense. As Snow White shows growth. Oh, fuck. Her and Bigby. It is their story. It makes sense because they've been alive for centuries, and you figured somewhere between year number one and X amount of centuries later that they would change or not change. But it's hard to say when you really don't get a feel for them. Yeah, you really don't. It's very disappointing. Yeah. But you do hear, so that's good. And another thing I liked about Snowfall is that it shows the animals of Fables. Now, they're seen in Animal Farm and maybe Attack on Fable Town, but it's more of action-y. So they're really just seen in Animal Farm, and they actually get their spotlight and some character. And that's about it. But here, They each have their stories, and there was a cute little story with the former mayor of Fables, whose name I'm blanking on, King Cole or something. That was cool. Although, what bothered me with that story was like he or she, Willingham, and the voice of Snow White would cap it off of, and King Cole and the rest of the fables eventually found their way to a portal after many adventures and being separated. And conversely, it's like grandmother met up or was saved by Snow White and her sister Red. And then it's like, well, that makes sense. That doesn't make sense, because at the end of the first trade, it was shown that Stalker Bigby, or she and her sister, made it to a portal, and I think Stalker Bigby helped them. But it's like, at the end of that story, it was something like, they were together for a little bit, but then they didn't stay together because of X-Adventure. And it's like, oh, really? I kind of want to read X-Adventure. You think you could throw it in here? Or don't talk about it? Or make another trade? So, that was very annoying, where you're just like, oh, okay. I kind of want to read more. And then you get a random page story. You're like, oh, really? Can I add another page of that story? Same. Let's talk about the art. Right? Yeah. I'm not an artist, so take my shit for what it's worth. And it's hard to judge it here, because each story has a different artist. But normally I find that jarring and upsetting and annoying. But maybe it's because Sandman was in the 80s. Ish. Maybe early 90s. I don't quite know. And Fables was in the now. But here it worked. And all the art was good. Although, man, the problem is, like, some of the best artists only had a story or a page or two. And you're like, oh, man. But I guess maybe they're as slow as Ethan Van Sciver. So maybe it's best that they just did a page or two. Because anyway, she ain't gonna be no. Get off Facebook, dude. I'm just messing around. He's not listening. Who cares? So, now, even though I've probably spoiled the series Fables for you, or even if I haven't, really there's nothing to spoil. And it's not like I told you who the adversary was. Joe Mama. Actually, you know who it could have been? It's kind of semi-spoiler, but not really. Oh, shit. It's going to be Hook. Man. That would have been awesome. At least according to Vertigo's DC Encyclopedia. But it's not Hook. So, whatever. But if you're looking to get into Fables, I think Snowfall is a great gateway to it. Which I believe is the reason it was written. Coincidentally, it was also written around the time when they started introducing non-white Fables. 7 trades later. How many issues is that? How many years is that? Bill Willingham doesn't like white people, or colored people. Just not kidding. Because there are black Fables. They're all locked up in Jagged Fables. Which is fucked up, by the way. Okay. Nah, it's not like he's Joss Whedon. I guess he is. The only problem... the only problem with Snowfall is it is far superior than the overall series of Fables. At least, how many trades have I read? I know I've covered like 4 on the show, but I think I read 8 or 9. But I haven't read all the thing to deal with adversary. No. Whatever I've read is not as good as a Snowfall. I'm trying to think. There's like 1 or 2 really good trades. But yeah, I don't think they're as good as this. Maybe when I reread it for this show, I'll change my mind. Probably not dope. So, this will be a great gateway drug, but then when you read Fables, see, this is the problem you're going to have. You're going to be like, oh, I really like character X. Why am I reading about Snow White? Oh, Bigby. Or conversely, you can be like, oh, Bigby, he was my favorite character in Snowfall. Oh, oh, the grandmother. Oh, she's my favorite. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Bing, bing. Oh, King Cole. He got ousted. So, it really depends on how you look at it. But whether you read Snowfall as a standalone or part of the Fables, whether before or after, it's still really good either way, I think. It really reminds me of, well, I've read Grimm Fairy Tales. It reminds me of that mixed with like a book of fairy tales, fables, and folklore I've read, but with less text. So, no, I really like it. So, ha! All you people who think I hate on Bill Willingham, I do. But, yeah, he's a bit of a dick. Really don't. Okay, I'm going to stop mumbling because you guys may not understand me. I'll still have him on the show, though, and won't be that much of a dick. But I'm giving 1001 Nights of Snowfall a 5 out of 5. Booyah! See? Ha! I don't let my judgment cloud my judgment. No. My rating? No. Shit, no. What's the saying go? Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Sadly, before I go, sadly, I wanted to watch The Losers this weekend. I was probably planning on it with my boy, but then he moved. But I didn't want to get the chance. I don't even know if I'll get a chance to watch The Losers. But it was very good, so go out and watch it. Actually, what sucks was some guy on the forum. Oh man, I read the thread too late, but he was selling The Losers for like the trade, all four or five bucks each. With a bottom. But I was too late, and some guy beat me to it. Even though I'm probably gonna have to get off my ass and sell my trade soon. Make a list, figure out how much. It's gonna be a pain in the ass. Yeah. Man, another guy on the trade got, or on the forums got punked. How, I don't even want to know. Why am I even talking about this? Because I find it funny and sad. How do you let a guy push you in the face in a comic book store and not do anything about it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't care if you can't fight. I don't care if you wear 100 pounds soaking wet. I don't care if the dude's crazy. Man, don't people have any pride these days? I mean, come on, dude. How do you get punked? Fucking do what I do? Well, I fucking hit the guy. But if he wants to take it outside, I don't know. It depends on the shop. It's like, oh, I might just be automatic. I hit you. Or I'll be like, oh, I'll go outside and hit you. That's sad, man. That's sad. Dude, if you're listening, fighting's not about winning or losing, but I mean, it's a lot more fun when you win, but man, Jesus Christ, have some pride, dude. That's sad, man. Don't get punked like that. Okay. Yeah, I hope he's not listening. He's probably not. Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Unless you're Bill Willingham or that guy that got punked. Well, bye. I appreciate it if you left some feedback on iTunes. Next week's pick, assuming I have time, will be Crossing Midnight, A Map of Midnight. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, email me at vertigocast@gmail.com. And don't forget, let me know your alliance code thingamabob. Go to thecomicforums.com. See what's coming up. Visit the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Hellsfire. And remember, you can't win the game if you don't take a shot in the first quarter, Kobe Bryant. Ole, 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 ole.